If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Woke up singing a dead man's song. Smell the smoke rising in the air. Ain't no need to worry about things gone wrong. Always something going wrong somewhere.
Keep on running.
be running to the day I die. Somewhere farther down that line, maybe I'll see it come judgment time. Walk a mile in my shoes. Please don't judge me till you do. I'll do my best not to judge you. Just let me play heavy low blues. Woke up seeing a dead man. Smell of smoke rising in the air. Don't know tomorrow where I'll be. When I'm gone, you can bury me down by the river. Down by Riverside. Down by Riverside. Down by Riverside. Down by Riverside.
That was Government Mule and Heavy Load off their upcoming album, Heavy Load Blues, due out November 12th. Welcome in to the Sound Podcast. I'm Ira Haberman, joined as always by our trusty technical director, Adam Karsh.
Hey, Ira, what's up?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to listen to things other than Dead & Company and Phish.
Well, that's what's going on right now. I mean, well, it's hard not to listen to them.
Except that it's the fall, so there's a lot of new releases. And like we just heard Heavy Load from Government Mule, and their album Heavy Load Blues is coming out in November. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's their first blues album. You would think that Government Mule is a band based in the blues, and they would have had a blues album, but such is not the case. This will be their first truly complete blues record. And there will be covers from songs by Howlin' Wolf, Elmore James, Junior Wells, and lots of originals too. So this is, it's really exciting. And according to Warren Haynes, at least, it's been on his to-do list for a while now. So
very cool.
13 tracks of the blues from Warren Haynes and Company. What's great is that, you know, since we lost Greg Allman, I'm not sure there's a more soulful blues type singer doing it on a regular basis like Warren Haynes, consistently.
I love Warren Haynes. He's amazing. He's one of my favorite musicians, one of my favorite guitar players. I absolutely adore the man. I think he's fantastic.
More to the point, he's an amazing person. You know, yeah. he wrote some really nice things about September 11th earlier this week on Facebook. Every time, unfortunately, somebody passes, he has something really nice to say about them. They've been on tour covering lots of Rolling Stones tunes, ZZ Top tunes, and just, you know, not only does he recognize his place in rock currently, but he really always does give a nice shout out to those who have come before him, which is really tremendous. So
I agree. He's a gentleman. He's really well spoken, and he's very kind, and he does it right. Absolutely.
And the man can play the crap out of a guitar.
He's honestly one of my top, might be top three favorite guitar players of all time.
Of all time. Well, let's talk about time. How about currently? So who are the current guitar players? I would say Trey is probably.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
Warren would probably be number two or 1A. It's so hard. Like, they're so different, right? Warren is so different stylistically from Trey. But I think they would both say that Derek Trucks is the best guitar player out there right now.
Oh, he's unbelievable. Absolutely. Derek? I mean, he's... Yeah. Is there any better slide guitar player than Derek Trucks right now? Probably not.
Not that I can think of. No, not that I can think of.
And he captures the Allman Brothers sound. Not that he's trying to copy them per se, no. But he captures that feel and that sound so incredibly well.
Oh, you don't think Bob Weir doing Red Rooster with a with a slide on his fingers is good?
The clickety clack slide.
Oh, okay. It's, okay. Yeah. I didn't mean to be so harsh with the segue there.
I know. I love Bob. Whatever Bob does is just
fine. So, by the way, I should mention, because we are obsessed with Dead & Company tour. At least I am. I don't think you are as obsessed as I am.
I get it. I'm not as obsessed, but I totally get it. And I can talk about it if you want. So.
Well, it just, we're continuing to update our playlist at nugs.net. Dead & Company Summer Tour 2021. And if you go to linktr.ee/thesoundpodcast, that's the simplest way to get to our nugs.net Summer of 2021 Dead & Company Tour. We just added a whole bunch of stuff. So we added Dear Prudence that they played in the DTE Energy Music Theater in Clarkston, Michigan. And also they did Comes a Time with Oteil singing. So that's incredible. And then in Cincinnati, Mr. Charlie, which has quickly become one of my favorites again, and Cumberland Blues was a heater. So they are having a great tour and they continue to do great things. And, it's not for everybody. The pace is tough, but if you get beyond the pace, I mean, we've discussed this before already. They are incredible musicians and
absolutely
the music is incredible. It's funny. Somebody posted a picture of Mickey Hart playing the beam. I'll have to find it and maybe put it on our Facebook page or our Instagram page. And there was a Kleenex box. And I wondered, is he going to play the Kleenex box on the beam or does he just need to wipe his nose? I mean, he had a birthday last week, so maybe he's just needs to be. Anyway, Mickey, happy belated birthday, buddy. We love you a lot here at the Sound Podcast.
For sure.
Just one other thing. Eric Clapton has a new record coming out. The Lady in the Balcony, the Lockdown Sessions. We won't be doing a lot about that new record because he is an anti-vaxxer. He is an anti-masker. And quite frankly, he hasn't made a good record since Acoustic Layla. So... and that was by mistake.
Was that 91? When was that acoustic? I can fact check that. Do you know offhand? Was that 91?
I don't know. If I saw you in heaven. Oh, that was also that, right? That's also that. Unplugged. Yeah. Eric Clapton unplugged. If I saw you in heaven.
I'm going to.
So it was, I can tell you right now, I got it in front of me. No, I can't. Because according to this, it's 2013, but that's incorrect.
I feel like it's 91. I want to say 91.
Okay. Well, 92.
Unplugged. Eric Clapton. Unplugged. 1992.
Yeah. 92. And there's a deluxe edition of this stupidity. So you can get.
I actually have the CD. I bought it.
Yeah, that's okay. That was before we knew he was an anti-vaxxer and anti-masker.
Well. You and I are neither of those things, right?
No. And I, generally I respect people who have an opinion.
Sure.
And it may not be my opinion, But when he preaches it with his buddy and writes songs about it with his buddy, Van Morrison, well.
Oh, Van Morrison is an anti-vaxxer and anti-masker as well.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, but oh, I do like Brown Eyed Girl.
Right.
It's a great song.
Okay, well, that's great for you. I like Into the Mystic.
Into the Mystic, yeah.
But they're gross people. Okay. Anyway, let's stop here.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about some new music and a few other things on the agenda.
You're listening to The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Hey, I wanted to make sure that you all know all the places where you can join the conversation and interact with us and the rest of the Sound Podcast community. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just follow @TheSoundWithIra. Also, the best way to reach out directly to us is on those platforms, preferably Twitter. But whatever works best for you obviously works well for us. Now, back to the show. You've been listening to Looking at Long Days from Glowing Lantern, the new album for the Mother Hips coming out real soon. I think it's also November 12th. I think the Mother Hips have a new record coming out, December the 3rd. And we'll have them on the show in just a couple of weeks. Both Tim Bloom and Greg Loacano will be on the show. They are, of course, friends of the show, and we couldn't be happier that after all of these solo records that they've both put out, we will have a new record from the band, which we're very excited about because we're big Mother Hips fans. If you don't know the Mother Hips, they're not really a jam band per se. They're a rock and roll band out of San Francisco, but their influence is very strong on what's going on in San Francisco. And individually, they're both big Deadheads or into music by the Dead. Greg Loy Kahn always played in Chris Robinson's Brotherhood, and he's played in a few other bands. So we're big fans of the Mother Hips, and you should be too. And you should definitely check out their discography. Glowing Lantern, like I said, is out in just a few weeks. And in case you don't remember, Chorus was their last record in 2018. And we had them on to talk about that record. My favorite record of theirs, by the way, my eyes are watering, it must be 10 o'clock, is Pacific Dust. So you should check out that record too. That's a 2008 record, I believe. 2009, I was scratching my eyes, so I couldn't remember. So that is the Mother Hips. Now, we featured the song also on Seven Things You Should Be Listening To, and we are trying to do a daily, but Karsh, I got to tell you, it's hard to always come up with seven really great songs that people should be listening to. I don't want people wasting their time and just listening to anything. So I'm really making a conscious effort to give people good stuff that they should listen to. And if they don't want to listen to the daily show on Spotify, they could definitely subscribe to the archive of Seven Things You Should Be Listening To, or All the Things You Should Be Listening To, which is this mammoth, I don't know, 230 song playlist now. I wonder what the limit is for songs on Spotify. Do you have any idea what the limit is for
a playlist?
Yeah. Like, how many songs is the limit?
That's a good question. I don't know how many songs.
Can you call Mr. Spotify?
I'm sure you could have as many as you wanted, but you're doing a good job. And if the seven things you should be listening to needs to be once or twice a week,
you'll allow that. That's okay.
Of course, that's fine.
One thing that we will be doing every week, and we have been doing every week, and we love doing it every week, is Live 5. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know yet, every Wednesday we go into the vault and we pick out stuff from nugs.net and we play songs of either bands that are currently on tour that have music up on nugs.net or stuff from the vault at nugs.net. Sometimes we have theme shows. Last week we had the Dusters on and we had Mo. The Green Sky Bluegrass did a great cover of Almond's One Way Out. Government Mule had a great cover of Lively Up Yourself. Dead and Company with a cover of Werewolves of London. So really, you know, it's originals, it's covers, it's all kinds of great things. I can tell you that this week on the show, we will have music from Steve Kimmock. We will have music from Billy Strings, who was in Oakland, California last week. We will have new music, or at least new live music, from Goose and a few other bands. So you'll want to check out Live 5 this Wednesday because we do it when we do it right, September 15th. You'll want to check that out. By the way, I want to mention that if you ever want to tell us about a show that you're at or a specific performance you've heard or a show you're excited to see, and you want to let us know about it, feel free to reach out at The Sound with Ira on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, there's a microphone. If you go to thesoundpodcast.com, there's a little microphone, a blue microphone. If you click on that, you can send us voicemail. And what's cool is we'll cut up that voicemail and we'll answer questions. If you have questions, we'll answer them live on the show. So if you have questions for us or you want to give a shout out to your friends or you want to give a shout out to Adam Karsh or whatever, you can go to our website and click on the blue microphone and, you know, do it from your mobile phone. It's really easy. And you can just talk into your phone and press send and send us a voicemail like that. Now, Adam, this is usually where I ask you what you've been listening to. And I'm usually told some combination of the Grateful Dead or CSNY, but
I have something different. different.
Okay,
today.
Good, good.
No, you'll like this. So this has been on repeat throughout the summer. There's a Goose show. And thank you, by the way, for introducing me to Goose. I really appreciate that. I think they're fantastic. And I've actually introduced other friends to Goose, and they dig them. So I think Goose is phenomenal.
They're the gooziest.
The gooziest. They're the gooziest of, yeah. So there's a show from 2019, November 16th, 2019, Buffalo, New York. I was actually in Buffalo, New York, on that very same date, but I was seeing Mo at the town ballroom that night.
Right. You deserted me for your friend.
Yeah. Matt. My friend Matt. You know Matt.
I know.
So we saw it was actually a 3-night run of Mo at the town ballroom. I caught 2 out of 3 of those shows. But Goose was playing on the 16th, November 2019. And it's on Spotify, so it's easily accessible if you subscribe to Spotify. It's a fantastic show. They're great. Goose, again, thank you for introducing me to Goose. You know, I have my blinders on when it comes to music. All I listen to is the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia Band. And then all of a sudden Goose comes along and I'm like,
oh no, you also listen to CSNY.
I don't know why you don't like them. CSNY is a very close second to the Grateful Dead. I love them.
Yeah.
I know you're not a fan. I know.
There's two gigantic jerk-offs in that band.
I know where you're coming from. I just love their music. I love their music. I love their sound. I love their harmonies. I love them very deeply.
Oh, but okay, good.
And we can differ on that. But that's okay. But Goose, I mean, talk about new bands that have come into my life. I mean, they're unbelievable. And I love Goose, and anything they do is great. But specifically for me, I feel like soundtrack of the summer, the 2019 November 16th from Buffalo, New York show that's available on Spotify is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like a greatest hits, although there's some good covers here. Take On Me by...
Yeah.
Is that Erasure originally?
Aha.
Uh-huh. Oh, aha. Uh-huh, you're right.
Good God. Erasure.
I don't know. I think it was some crappy English band. Take On Me. Aha. Uh-huh. Shyamalan, the Ding Dong, I love. Mm-hmm. And then, all of the originals. Creature, Hot Tea.
I love Hot Tea. What a great song. They're fantastic.
We love them.
Fantastic. And I've introduced this band to some friends, and they're like, yeah, what's this? I'm like, well, it's Goose. Get into it. So there you go.
Well, we'll tell you about some other bands you should be getting into right after this.
You're listening to The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Did you know that we're constantly building playlists of artists we feature on the show? We also have lots of fun playlists and, of course, 7 things you should be listening to and all the things you should be listening to at our Spotify account. Simply search for The Sound Podcast on Spotify or go to thesoundpodcast.com/Spotify and you can easily follow the channel or individual playlists. Now, back to the show. listening to Talk with Robert Randolph and Boombox and their cover of the Jimi Hendrix classic Crosstown Traffic, August 13th, 2021, from the Sound Waves at Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. That performance was part of a larger performance that included both Beatles and Jimi Hendrix covers at a Phish after party that night, August 13th, 2021, in Atlantic City. The reason we're playing it is because we love Talk. We obviously love Robert Randolph. And Talk has a new record coming out, which we're really psyched about. And we're going to have them on the show. I got to tell people, it's been a really busy day here at the Sound Podcast office, studios, headquarters. We've been booking guests like crazy. Here are some of the people that you can look out for in the next couple of weeks on the show. So by the way, we should tell you that we're always going to do the show like this. It's always going to be Adam and I jibber jabbering about what's going on in the world of jam bands and the jam band scene and the jam band adjacent scene. We're always going to tell you about the stuff that we're spinning and listening to. And then what we're going to try and do is every week have a guest on the show. And when we don't have a guest on the show, we're going to talk about the guests that we're going to have on the show. So coming up on the show, we'll have music from Howlin' Wolf, and he'll be on the show. Talk, Larkin Poe with New Deco. Holly Bowling and Tom Hamilton Jr. have a duet record coming out again, another record coming out. The Mother Hips will be on the show coming up. We have some calls out to Government Mule, and I think they will, in all likelihood, a member of Government Mule will be joining us on the show. And you never know who's going to really drop by here and have something to say, because, you know, we are always listening for the secret and always searching for the sound. And so when we come up with something that we want you to hear, not only do we want to get the music to you, but we also want you to hear from the artists. And so we're doing our best to accomplish that every single step of the way. It's just insane. If you look at my inbox, it's just, Robert Walter has a new record coming out. He'll be coming up on the show. It's really been a whirlwind, specifically today. Neil Francis, I just booked. So lots of things, great things coming up. Jacob from Soja, lots of great things coming up on the show. And again, I want to remind you that if you know of an artist that you want to hear on the show, if there's an artist that we haven't paid attention to that you think everybody else should hear about, like Goose, like Eggy, like the band we're going to play at the end of tonight's show. If there is anybody that you think we should hear from, please reach out to us at The Sound with Ira on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can always drop us a voicemail note by hitting the blue microphone button on our website at The Sound Podcast. And we'd be happy to share your love of new music with the rest of the world. And please, if you find that you enjoy what we're playing or what we're talking about, please share that as well. Before we leave you, though, I do want to mention that Pluto Gang have put out a small, short live EP, for lack of a better word, Live from the Unknown. And so before we leave you, why don't we take a listen to Wasted. Here is Pluto Gang, Live from the Unknown, and Wasted. Now I'm wasted.
feeling strung out. Ain't no use in counting sheep. Thinking about you, girl. Maybe you're better without me.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.